Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy, and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, our text this morning is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, and it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Y'all, this is one of my most favorite scriptures of all times. It tells us that we can use our faith as a shield. You know, a shield in wartime was used to guard you, was used to throw off the arrows or the attacks of the enemy. The same is so in this scripture. It tells us to pick up our faith and use it as a shield so that we can extinguish all the flaming arrows that the enemy would desire to throw at us. I know that sometimes we can go through that. Sometimes we have things coming up that would seem to vex our spirit, but be reminded today that because of your faith in God, because of our faith in Jesus, that we are able to extinguish, not just ward it off, but we're able to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. And in my mind, when we extinguish the arrows of the evil one, that means that we render them useless and harmless, that we cause his arrows, his efforts against our lives to fail. So today, as you encounter those issues, today, as you go into those meetings at work, today, as things may or may not go great in your home or simply at the grocery store or in the fast food restaurant line, remember that your faith is there not only to guard you, but to extinguish and to render harmless the attacks of the enemy. Look, I hope you've been blessed as much as I have this morning. And my prayer is that the favor of God will precede you and that it will go after you and overtake you. That no thing you put your mind to today will go unaccomplished, and that the Lord will be true to his promise in our lives, which is that he will withhold no good thing from his children. I'll look to hear back from you now tomorrow and our edition of your Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you.